Smoking ban. Should smoking be banned?
Is there a smoking ban in your country? The list of countries prohibiting smoking is growing every year. We asked two people what they thought of it. John Deff, who's against the ban, and Georgina Bright, who's in favour. John Deff, 55, against the smoking ban.
I'm firmly against the smoking ban. This is just another example of the government sticking their noses into our personal business. I mean, we live in a democracy, don't we? Surely, if I want to smoke, I should be allowed to. Okay, so it isn't good for your health. But that's my problem. I don't need the government telling me what I can and can't do. Also, if people don't like smoke, don't go to bars. It's that simple. This ban is also bad for business. And in these times of economic hardship, that's the last thing we need. Lots of pubs and restaurants will go out of business if people can't smoke there. Take me as an example. I used to go to the pub for a cigarette and a beer in my lunch break, but now I don't bother. Also, the government gets lots of money from cigarette taxes. But if fewer people smoke, where are they going to get the money from? By raising other taxes? That isn't fair. Georgina Bright, 22, in favor of the smoking ban.
I'm really in favor of the smoking ban. I know it's been said 1,000 times before, but smoking is really bad for you. Tobacco smoke causes cancer, strokes, and heart disease. But, worst of all, smoking doesn't just harm the person who's smoking. It also affects people nearby. Passive smokers. A complete ban on smoking in public is necessary to protect us all from this. Okay, so there's the argument that if you don't like smoke, don't go to bars. But what happens if your friends go out? What are you supposed to do? Stay at home? More importantly, what about the people who work in bars? They are exposed to smoke all the time. And what happens when smokers get sick? Who pays for their medical treatment? Thousands of people go to hospital every year in the UK because of smoking-related illnesses. And millions of non-smokers have to pay for their healthcare. The thing is, smokers need to recognise that they've got a problem and that they're hooked on the addictive properties of nicotine. And this smoking ban will help them deal with it.